Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNEdge afternoon market wrap-up. And corn managed to eke out some small gains to finish the week looking a little bit better. The ideas of seeing China in the market did provide a little bit of support, as we did see the strong export sales yesterday. I do hope that we continue to see those, because the market is going to need that. December corn at 464.5 was up 2¾. March at 484, up 1¼. Well, May at 495¾, up 0.75. Not such a great day for soybeans. We did see some beneficial rains coming into Brazil, and that did pressure the market a little bit. But we did see two good flash sales. We saw 132,000 metric tons of current crop soybeans, to China. Another 198,000 current crop soybeans going to unknown destinations. January soybeans at 13.23¾, down 9. March at 13.44¾, down 17.5, while May at 13.59¼, down 16. January soybean oil, 51.38, that was down 88. Meal at 4.12.20, down 11.80. Crush all the way back down to 109, and that was down 12 cents, and we're not quite to the lows yet, but we are seeing some noticeable pressure coming into crush margins. March wheat in Chicago at 6.01¾. That is up 3¾, and that is a weekly close above $6. Some chart technicians may take note of that. March Kansas City wheat at 6.45¼, up 2¼. And March Minneapolis at 7.30¼, up 0.75¢. The rally does seem to be mostly domestic. Prices in Paris did not move up through the week. January rice at 17.26 was down 8. March cotton at 79.42, down 64, while May at 80.12, down 58. February live cattle, 169 even, down 283, and the rout in feeders continues, 214.05, down 590. The cattle packer margins did move back to nearly even. We were about negative $1 yesterday, and cutouts were a little better, and with the futures lower today, we should be positive. But again, there's no retail pricing strength, and that is beginning to weigh all the way through the cattle market. February hogs at 69.92, down 155. Market internals for hogs are not very good. Bellies are down to 85 cents a pound, and cash hogs at 58.60 are weighing on the futures. December milk at 16.12 is currently up 2. January orange juice at 3.94.20, down 6.80. January crude oil, 74.24, down 172. January diesel at 267.27, down 8.15. And unleaded at 212.67, down about 5 cents a gallon. January natural gas also is continuing its swoon. It's down more than 25% on this current downdraft at 277. We are down 2 today. Gold, however, is rocketing higher. We are at $2,090.30. That's up $33.10. Silver at $25.88. That's up 23 cents. Gold should be getting pretty close to, well, we're all-time record high for cash. Gold looks like it's about $2,140, so we're just $50 away. So another day or two like this, and we'll be right there. Dollar index is lower. We're at 103.24. That's down 26. Stocks continue their screeching move higher here. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 36,245, up 294. S&P 500, 45.92, up 24. NASDAQ Composite, 14,305, up 78. Interest rates slammed lower. Stock markets are getting extremely overbought. The bond markets are getting extremely overdone the other way. The 2-year at 455, down 13, and that was down about 40 basis points this week. The 10-year at 421, down 11 basis points, and the 30-year at 439, down 9 basis points. So all in all, a bit of a different and interesting week. Make sure to tune in next week, as we'll have a lot of activity, including the December WASD on Friday, and you can join us for live coverage. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend, and let's go Chiefs.